Good morning. You're listening to Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. I'm Erin Fulton, and joining me this morning, I have Michelle Kavoris and Amanda Roberts here to speak on the Hope Coalition, which is celebrating a 10th anniversary this year. Thank you both for coming in this morning. And just to for folks who might not be familiar with the Hope Coalition, I guess in a nutshell, what has it been founded for?
Sure. Hi. We started the Hope Coalition way before I got here, and I just started in this role as the program manager at Sitka Counseling for Prevention almost a year ago, coming up on a year. So stepping into Lloyd Platson's shoes has been really, it's been a lot because he's done so much through the Hope Coalition and other collaboration with other organizations throughout his 12 to 15 years, however long he's been doing this. So, but he's been in prevention for a really long time. So I'm really just learning a lot about what he's done. But what we do at the Hope Coalition is bring together community partners in order to address what we're seeing in our community, what the biggest needs are. For example, right now we're addressing suicide prevention because Sitka has experienced a lot of suicides over the past year. So kind of just trying to figure out what trends are happening and how we can work together as a community to provide solutions for that and support around that.
Excellent. And Amanda, you're coming in as part of the Hope Coalition from Search, because I guess the keyword in Hope Coalition is coalition. There's a lot of different people that are part of it beyond just Sitka Counseling and Prevention. Who all has been part of this coalition over the years to help make Sitka a healthier place?
Yeah, so this partnership stemmed, so this is my 10-year anniversary with Hope Coalition. So it's a personal anniversary for me. And I've done so much work through this coalition. It's really hard to do policy change, healthcare change in the communities without partners, without community buy-in. And so there's more power in numbers. Mm-hmm. So working together is really key. And coming together to collaborate, and we meet monthly, it's really helpful to be able to kind of see, again, as Michelle said, what the priority areas are, what folks' goals are, what events and things they have going on, and how we can, you know, cross-collaborate. And this has been really, really helpful for me over the years. It stemmed from me actually being sought out to assist with Sitka Counseling taking their campuses tobacco free. Okay. So this was 10 years ago. Last month they had their anniversary. And so we had this idea to come on and talk about this work because it's so, so special. And what a big feat. And during that time frame, there was a lot of trending happening with tobacco-free campuses in our community and across the state. Mm-hmm. And Sitka Counseling just felt like it fit in with their mission and vision. And we're interested in seeing what steps it took. And so I stepped in, and that's how that connection came to pull me in with this coalition. It's housed through Sitka Counseling. And has been from the very beginning, and it stems from a couple of grants that they applied for, and a lot of it really is geared around youth prevention. Okay. When it comes to substances, substance use and misuse. So that's really where it stemmed from and really what we try to target in a lot of the work that we do.
All right. Yeah. So you were brought in for one job, and here you are 10 years later, still helping with that. So over these 10 years, I've got to imagine there's been, a lot of projects that the Hope Coalition has tackled. I guess, do you have like a highlight reel, what you wanted to go through of some of the successes that Hope Coalition has under their belt?
Well, the tobacco-free campus was the first one, I think. And then T21 was really huge. So for folks that don't know what that is, that's Tobacco 21. That is changing the legal minimum sales age for tobacco products from 19 to 21. And what it does is that, again, reduces youth initiation and broadens the gap for that younger generation to begin tobacco use, and hopefully allowing further kind of brain development and educating themselves before picking up these products. And again, it was trending across the nation. one member's spark of an idea came to me. I had never heard of it. And so it was really innovative to me at the time. So this is back in 2018. Well, that's when it went into effect, but it was a couple years prior that I was approached about it. And it started with an idea and an initial conversation, and then it just became a goal. It became a something that we wanted to work towards. We were like, Sitka could do this, totally. And through community education, empowering the community, and doing a lot of work together in that area, we made it happen. So Sitka was the first in the state to pass Tobacco 21. And this was before it even passed nationally. So this was a really big deal. It was very, very exciting. And during that same time frame, the statewide smoke-free workplace law was going on. That all that work, all that that education across the state was happening. And that was passed in 2018. And Hope Coalition was really integral in helping to implement that in Sitka. And from there, some cleanups came about from some expressed concerns from one of the local bar managers that was going to be going tobacco free at that time said, we're concerned about increased cigarette butt litter on our streets, pushing people out into the streets to smoke. Totally viable concern. How could we be an ally? How can we help? We organized a cleanup, and it was such a success that we've been doing a monthly ever since.
Yeah, last month we picked up 1,000 cigarette butts, just Amanda and myself, at Skate Park.
Oh, my goodness.
So, and we were, what, out there for an hour and a half before the rain started pouring down on us? So, yeah, and I see it everywhere I go now because I'm kind of zoned in on it because I've been doing it. And, you know, just trying to respect our land and keep it beautiful.
Yeah.
It's important to not leave that around. They're not biodegradable. They're not. They're going to be there for long beyond my years. So it's important.
Yeah. So it's really interesting to track those trends. We count every single cigarette butt. And it's been really helpful to just, again, track trends of what's happening in these areas. And like Michelle said, it's environmental change of really wanting to make sure that these areas are safe and healthy for our families and our children, but also reducing tobacco use overall is always the ultimate goal. And so that is kind of what we've been working towards and just using that as educational opportunity and delving into education. Maybe you could talk a little bit about other stuff that we do, including these next couple days.
So today and tomorrow we'll be at Sitka High School doing vape presentations. It's not to say, like, don't do this, just say no. That's not our goal. It's to empower the youth with education so that they can make informed decisions based on what their goals are. Mm-hmm. So I'm really excited about doing that. It'll be my first time going into the schools to do this, but we hope to have more collaboration amongst all the schools here in Sitka to make sure that we can support them in what they're seeing in their schools so that we can educate and empower the staff and the students. Awesome. And our next cleanup that we are doing is March 21st from 2:30 to 4 if anybody wants to join us. I don't think we chose a location yet.
Location to be determined. But if folks are interested in volunteering, they're definitely welcome to reach out to us and we'll share our contact info in a moment.
But. Yeah, and I was thinking if folks are interested in, because with what you guys do, this, I mean, going tobacco free on these campuses, so many successes around this aspect. But as Michelle, you were saying, Hope Coalition encompasses so many more different needs that arise within the community. So if folks are interested in becoming involved with the Hope Coalition in some way, or at least maybe just sitting in and pitching in their two cents, or at least hearing what's going on, how can people get involved, learn more?
Yeah, so we have a monthly meeting. It's the third Tuesday of every month at noon at the Sea House, which is behind St. Peter's by the Sea. And we also have a virtual option, although this month I'm not sure where we're going to sit with that. So that information is all on our website at sitkacounseling.org, and you can go into either Hope Coalition or Prevention. Either of those resources will take you to the information, and you can also reach out to me at 907-747-3636, extension 221. or stop in at 111 Metlakatla Street. And we're always there Monday through Friday, 9 to 5. We have Narcan, fentanyl test strips, medication disposal kits. So just want to be supportive in our community.
Yeah, and yeah, the hard physical things that you might need, but also all the information
Absolutely.
That you might use too.
It's kind of an all-in-one resource, yeah. And I think that's really crucial. A lot of what HOPECO provides is community education and resources, both informational and those physical items that are needed to help support the community with whatever dynamics are going on. It's really crucial, I think, in prevention and also just in assisting folks that are experiencing addiction or have those kind of needs, that those support services are there. And Sitka Counseling has been really crucial for that. And I think that's what draws people. You know, there's people from all different sectors that join HOPECO, everything from law enforcement, school districts, our local pharmacies, SAIL, City Parks and Rec. We got a lot of different entities at the table that are coming together because they care about the community. They have some kind of connections. They have some kind of their own resources, and we come together to collaborate. So if folks are interested, you could be just a regular old community member. You are welcome to come join us. I think there's also flyers around the community as well.
Yeah, and we're also looking to strengthen our youth voices in that space because we do not have any representation from youth at this time, and that's critical because our main focus is youth and substance use, and we want to hear what they need. I can't decide what a youth needs if I'm not a youth. So hearing from them is super important in this work.
Excellent. So. Well, we're out of time this morning, but Michelle and Amanda, thank you so much for coming in this morning. Happy 10th anniversary
to the
HOPE Coalition. Here's to many more years. And again, for anyone who's interested in learning more and maybe taking part within the HOPE Coalition, more information can be found at sitkacounseling.org, or they can contact you, Michelle, at 747-3636, extension 221. Michelle Kavoris and Amanda Roberts for the HOPE Coalition, thanks for coming in this morning.
Thanks so much.